So I mentioned the threefold path. You might remember it was a while ago. The second part of that we're already touching on, which is the path of ethics. So we create a world around us. And in Buddhism, we have some very basic precepts, which are about our behaviour towards each other. And to the extent we're following those precepts, it seems to me that we're creating a world, an ambience of love, of generosity, contentment, truthfulness, kindliness, harmony, clarity. We're overcoming those basic poisons. So the precepts give us the possibility of creating a world around us which is much more in harmony with our desire to foster peace, and actually gives us an opportunity to see where conflicts arise. And how do we contribute to that creation of an ambience of peace and of kindness? And people here will find their own ways of doing that. There's all sorts, you know, for me being a vegetarian is part of that, part of trying to be part of a world that respects life rather than participating in what seems to me often unnecessary cruelty. But I'd like to particularly just think about speech, because speech is so often where conflict is found, or it's where it expresses itself. And I suspect most of us here are probably not likely to go out and bash somebody in the nose, when we disagree with them. But we might well, in terms of speech, be quite harsh or be quite, push somebody away through our speech. And speech has been my own challenging area, you know. Again, as a Glaswegian, we love the one-liner. Can't resist a one-liner. If you know any Glaswegian comics, you know that. The one-liner is food for us. But that one-liner is almost always cynical, and it's almost always at somebody else's expense. And again, it's a kind of mindset. It's not necessarily cruel, it's not necessarily that awful, but it does kind of still sometimes just bring in an atmosphere that's just a bit, not comfortable. And there's a really, just want to mention, there's a sutta in the Majjhima Nikaya, which is also part of the early Buddhist text, which is really good about speech. So it's sutta called the Discourse on Non-Conflict. Those of you that like references, I seem to recall it's Sutra 139 in the Majjhima Nikaya. If that means nothing to you, don't worry. And in this, the Buddha says something about speech. He says, before you talk to somebody and you say something to them, ask yourself some questions. First of all, is it truthful? So that's a good question. Because so much of what happens in speech sometimes is I hear something and I repeat it. So when we do that, we sometimes foster conflict within our community, whether that's the Buddhist community or whether it's whatever community it is, the family, work, you know. So it's always really good to check out if something is truthful before we pass it on. I'm in a position of getting lots of bits of gossip coming at me. I travel around a lot, I hear lots of things about people. I've had to train myself not to kind of immediately assume that what I'm told is true. And hope, you know, a lot of it isn't true. A lot of it's complete, you know, exaggeration and the wrong end of the stick, and somebody's heard this and then they've added that. And so I've learned about that. But anyway, so the Buddha says, is it true? And well, if it is true, is it helpful? Which is a good point as well. So it might be that we even feel something about somebody else and we know it to be true, but is it actually helpful to tell them? Well, we might decide it is helpful. And then the Buddha says, is it the right time to do this? So just a wee simple thing that I think can really help to create harmony and work against conflict. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it the right time? And in therapeutic circles, we talk about the hand on the doorknob moment. Don't know if you know the hand on the doorknob. It's when your client's about to leave and they're opening the door and they say, by the way, my mother tried to kill me when I was 6. Bye! And off they go. And you're left thinking, okay. And, you know, we can have those hand in the doorknob moments. So you're with somebody and you've got something to say, you haven't quite managed to say it. And then just as you're leaving, you say, by the way, I really thought that talk you gave last week was rubbish. Bye! Or whatever your particular thing is. So it's really good to think, is this the right moment? Is this really going to be helpful?